M is for Malice by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1996 by Sue Grafton. Chapter 1. Robert Dietz came back into my life on Wednesday, January 8th. I remember the date because it was Elvis Presley's birthday, and one of the local radio stations had announced it would spend the next 24 hours playing every song he'd ever sung. At 6 a.m., my clock radio blared on, playing Heartbreak Hotel at top volume. I smacked the off button with the flat of my hand and rolled out of bed, as usual. I pulled on my sweats in preparation for my morning run. I brushed my teeth, splashed water on my face, and trotted down the spiral stairs. I locked my front door behind me, moved out to the street where I did an obligatory stretch, leaning against the gatepost in front of my apartment. The day was destined to be a strange one, involving, as it did, a dreaded lunch with Tasha Howard, one of my recently discovered first cousins. Running was the only way I could think of to quell my uneasiness. I headed for the bike path that parallels the beach. Ah, January. The holidays had left me feeling restless, and the advent of the new year generated one of those lengthy internal discussions about the meaning of life. I usually don't pay much attention to the passing of time, but this year, for some reason, I was taking a good hard look at myself. Who was I really in the scheme of things, and what did it all add up to? For the record, I'm Kinsey Milhone, female, single, 35 years old, sole proprietor of Kinsey Milhone Investigations in the Southern California town of Santa Teresa. I was trained as a police officer and served a 2-year stint with the Santa Teresa Police Department before life intervened, which is another tale altogether and one I don't intend to tell, yet. For the last 10 years, I've made a living as a private investigator.